Thank you, Pastor. Tonight I will be speaking on faith. So if you could all turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. We will be reading from verse 23 to 33. So what is faith? According to the Webster's Dictionary, faith is a strong belief in God or in doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehensions rather than proof. Faith is something that in your mind makes no sense. It's something that you can't mentally comprehend. Faith is the glue of Christianity. Without faith, our beliefs are nothing but a hollow and empty shell. The Bible would be nothing but a fiction novel compiled with odd names and fairy tales. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. In other words, we need to have complete trust in God and what He says through the Bible. In this passage, the disciples are out in the ship crossing to the other side of the sea while Jesus was up in the mountain praying just after feeding the 5,000. As the disciples were crossing the sea, they hit a storm and became afraid. They saw Jesus walking on the water, and Peter called out to Jesus asking if he could walk on the water with him. So what I was thinking of doing was I'll read one verse and just alternate back and forth. So I will read the first verse, number 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone.
But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary.
And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear.
But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water."
And he said, "Come." When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked onto the water to go to Jesus.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me."
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, and saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." So, firstly, Peter didn't have faith despite what he saw Jesus do in the past. Peter just saw Jesus perform the miracle of feeding of the 5,000, and he's seen Jesus do many other miracles besides that. Yet, when he was walking on the water, he became afraid and he started to sink. In the mid-15th century, when England was under Roman Catholic rule, many Christians at that time were trying to get the Bible into an English translation. Two men by the name of Hugh Littmer and Nicholas Ridley were to be burned at the stake as martyrs for declining the Catholic faith and trying to get the Bible into an English translation. Just before their death, Littmer said to Ridley, "Be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall on this day light such a light by God's grace in England, as I trust shall never be put out." These two men had faith that God would use their death to influence the generations to come, and clearly it has, being that we have our King James translation today. Believers can so easily turn on God and become angry at Him when He puts us through trials that shake our faith. Faith is not a one-way street. We are nothing but sinners, but God still shows us His mercy and faithfulness despite our sinful and wicked nature. Secondly, God uses people that have failed him. In Psalm 51, King David sinned when he committed adultery with Bathsheba in ordering her husband, Uriah, to the front lines to be murdered. Despite this sin after sin that just snowballed into a bigger sin, David called out for God to forgive him, knowing that what he did was wrong, and God, even after everything that happened with David, God still called him a man after his own heart. God shows us that in Psalm 51 that although men do have the curse of sin, we still can at any time ask for God's forgiveness. Job, for instance, didn't necessarily fail God in this passage, but he was tested by God and was put through many trials. Job lost everything he had: his children, livestock, livelihood, friends. His wife even told him to curse God and die. But despite these numerous trials, Job had faith that God would deliver him through these unbearable times. There's a song out by young Christian artist Laura Story. It's called Blessings. And the chorus goes, "What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healings come through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?" Sometimes we don't understand why God puts us through trials, but we need to have faith that God is in 100% in control. Peter was a man of God. Peter failed Jesus multiple times, but yet he was still strongly used by God. Despite this passage and the passage of Luke 22, verse 54 to 62, when Peter denies Christ three times, Peter was still used by God in Acts 3, verse 6, when he heals the lame man. Peter was a disciple of Jesus and seen him perform many miracles, and yet he still had doubt in Jesus in this passage. The Bible tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Peter took the first leap of faith onto the water, but Peter took his eyes off Jesus and started to worry about the storm and the waves, and Peter started to sink. Peter had the opportunity to spend many years with Jesus, and after just seeing him perform the miracle of the 5,000, he still had doubt in Jesus. This passage is so relatable to us in our day and age because we can have such a high with God at points in our lives, like when Peter took that first leap of faith onto the water. But as soon as things get scary and unsure, we have the tendency to lose sight of God and try to do things ourselves when we just simply can't. I've got one question for you guys. Are you willing to put yourself on the line for Christ when things seem unlikely or just unbearable? Are you willing to walk by faith and not by sight? Or are you going to walk by sight and not by faith like Peter did? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for fulfilling your promises that you say that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God. Despite our sinful nature, you still love us. Thank you for this church body that we have, God, that we're just such a close, tight family, God. Just help us to enjoy the fellowship tonight, Lord, after the service, and help us to get home safely. And in your name, amen.